And thank the Lord for the opportunity that we can together look at the covenant of Abraham.
上次我们一起学习了神立的那个约的内容。
And last time we looked at the content of the covenant.
今天我们要一起的来看一下亚伯拉罕对神立约的回应。
And today we want to look at the response of Abraham to the Holy Covenant.
弟兄姊妹都买过房子。
Brothers and sisters, maybe some of you have bought houses.
我们买房的时候最后一步呢都是要签一个协议。
And
contract.
The last step of buying a house is to sign a contract.
这个 contract 我们签的时候特别带着紧张和特别小心。
And when we sign the contract, we're nervous and we try to be very careful.
就怕里边有一个条款对自己不利。
And we hope that there are nothing in the contract that is a disadvantage to us.
上次我们学习这个亚伯拉罕之约的时候是在创世纪十七章。
And last time when we were looking at Abraham's the covenant with Abraham, God's covenant with Abraham, it was on chapter 17.
我们看这个约几乎是一边倒的约，那就是全是神的祝福。
And we saw that this covenant was one-sided. It's all blessings from God.
神只有一个要求。
And God only has one request.
他对亚伯拉罕说，你和你的后裔要世世代代守约。
And God said, Abraham, for you and your descendants, you have to be part of this covenant.
那今天我们就看一下亚伯拉罕在这个立约的这个过程当中他的信心的成长。
And today we want to look at the growth of Abraham's faith during this process.
他是如何在信心中回应神的盟约。
And how in faith he responded to God's covenant.
我们看创世纪十二章一到九节，刚才弟兄已经带我们读过了。
And we're looking at Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 9, and we have already read it.
我们看在这个约当中，这是一开始神耶和华呼召亚伯兰的这个开始。
At the very beginning, God called Abraham.
我们这里边看到我把这些关键词我都做了标识，做了 highlight.
And I've highlighted the important words.
我们看到神让他离开。
We saw that God let Abraham go.
要给他很多的祝福。
And will give him a lot of blessings.
并且要因着亚伯兰让我们万族蒙福。
And because of Abram,all nations will be blessed.
当我们看到这儿的时候，弟兄姊妹，他给万族的祝福，也就是给在座的你和我，给我们今天的祝福。
And the blessings that were given to all nations, brothers and sisters, you who are sitting here today, are also subject to that blessing.
那我们首先看，他第一个是让他离开，离开哪里了？离开本地、本族和父家。
So, the first thing was he left his own country and his kindred and then his father's house.
我们在说亚伯兰怎么回应的时候，我们先回想一下，我们在座的每一位都是曾经离开过家园来到了美国。
And we can reflect on this. We have, many of us have left our home country.
第二代除外。Second generation, yeah, exception. 当时离开我个人的感受，我知道美国是一个比我当时所在的地方更好的地方。
And I think the United States is a better country than where I was before.
即使如此， 我当时也充满了很多的忧虑。
Even then, I was filled with a lot of worries.
我有一句名言在当时，如果不给我一个好的工作，我不去。
And I said, if I don't have a good job, I'm not going.
带着很多的忧虑，我还是来了，我就得到了我第一份工作，在餐馆打工。
And I was filled with anxiety, and my first job was I worked at a restaurant.
但是这个旅途呢，即使我知道是一个上升的旅途，但是我还是充满了各种各样的忧虑。
Even though I know that this journey is an upward journey, but I was still filled with worries.
为什么说上升？回头一看，神带领我走这条路实在是宝贵。
Why did I say it's an upward journey? Because when I look back, God's guidance, His was His guidance was filled with blessings.
Okay. 经常有人问我说，你当时不出国，在国内，你现在是一个名医了，可惜了。
And people tell me that if you hadn't left, you would have been a very famous doctor.
但是感谢主，他带我走这条路，真是一条宝贵的路。宝贵在我虽然我的名字没在名医的列中，但是我的名字在神的名册当中。
And I praise God because the journey that He left me, led me, even though my name was not in the most famous doctors in China.But it is in God's book of life.
我们看亚伯兰对神呼召的回应。
And let's look at Abram's response to the calling.
他要离开家比我们要困难得多。
He's leaving his own country is more difficult than what we experience.
在那个时候他是靠着一个家族的一个观念，在一起互相的依靠来生存。
And in those days, they rely on the family to help each other so they can survive.
但是神让他离开他已经祖祖代代在那生活的土地。
And God asked him to leave the place that he lived.
又让他离开他的族那个族群。
And also his kindred.
更是要离开他的父家。
And then his father's house.
当听到这个呼召的时候，我的第一反应是，主啊，你能不能让我带着我的家族，带着我的父家一同的走。
When I looked at this, my response would be, Lord, can you let me bring my kindred and my father's household with me?
神，你要呼召我去的那个地方有美国好吗？
The place that you called me to, is it better than the United States?
我怎么我在到迦南地的这个旅途能平安的到达吗？
Can I get there in peace into Canaan?
可是亚伯兰他没有问一个问题。
But Abram did not ask a single question.
在第四节说，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
And verse 4 said, Abraham went as the Lord had told him.
如果去的话可以，还可以再提一个问题，我可不可以神你让我留一部分家产在这儿，万一我行不通，我回来也可以继续的生存，继续的生活，可不可以呢？
Maybe if it was me, I would say, Lord, can you let me keep some of my riches in this land so that I can come back to it?
亚伯兰也没有提这个要求，而是他带着他所有的，包括人，包括财，全部的家当一起上路。
And Abram did not ask that question because he took all that he owned with him.
这是一条单程路，他没有回头。
And this is a one-way journey. There is no turning back.
那行路当中他有没有困难？那是神是不是给他把公路已经修好了，可以60迈直接到那儿呢？没有。
Is it that this journey is completely the road is constructed and there is no problem.
他进到迦南地，马上遇到的第一个难处是迦南人。
And the first problem he faced was the Canaanites when he entered Canaan.
迦南人是他们的敌人。
And Canaanites were their enemies.
并且他们在那里很比较强，很强大，很富足。
And they were very strong and rich.
所以看这个时候，亚伯兰有没有说，哎呀，我是不是要退回去？
Abram said, maybe I need to retreat.
他根本就没有，他相反，他在那里立了一个坛。
He did not. And not only that, he built an altar at that there.
这个地图我们看一下，这个地图呢，看有一个蓝色的箭头。我怎么能？
Let's look at this map.
在这里，对，是个蓝色的箭头。这个地方是他行驶到，这个字有点小，这是伯特利。这个地方是爱，东边是伯特利，西边是爱。
On the west is Bethany, and on the east is Ai.
他在这儿这个安营的时候，他在这儿筑了一座坛。
And when he set up his camp there, he built an altar.
这个坛是一个宣告。
And this altar is a proclamation.
他要宣告这个土地和我这个族，我这个族民，我的归属是属于神。
And he proclaimed that this land and the people and himself is belong to God.
他宣告了一个选择。
And he proclaimed a choice.
他不选择代表世界的爱，而是选择了属神的伯特利。
He did not choose which represent the world, but he chose Bethany, which is the house of God.
因为伯特利是神的家的意思。
And it is the house of God is the meaning of Bethany.
他还有一个选择了敬拜的对象，不是这个世界，而是耶和华神。
And the object of his worship is not this world, but God Himself.
那这一段的经文我们看到，在神的呼召当中，亚伯兰他做了美好的回应。
And we see that Abraham has a beautiful response.
但是他即使有了这个回应，我们知道亚伯兰这条通往迦南的路是一条筑坛的路，也是一条信心成长的路。
And we saw that this journey is also a journey that of him building altars and also in his growing of his faith.
我们看一下三个题目。第一个，在盟约中亚伯拉罕信心的成长。
So we're looking at three points here. The first one is the growth of Abraham's faith through the covenant.
我们也看亚伯拉罕在神的应许当中他信心的回应。
And we also see the response of Abraham in faith to God's promise.
对我们宝贵，今天我们在座的弟兄姊妹宝贵的是，我们从亚伯拉罕的回应当中我们得到的启示是什么。
And what is most precious is what kind of insight do we learn from Abraham's testimonies?
我们刚才看完了十二章一到九节的时候，我们说，哇，亚伯兰信心真棒，已经到达了我们达不到的地步啊，他真是很棒。但是神，那只是一个开始。
Maybe we saw Abraham's faith and said, oh, he's already at a point that we couldn't reach. But that was only a beginning.
亚伯兰经历了小信，这个信心不足、软弱的，有这样的经历。
And Abraham experienced weakness of his faith.
我们看几个例子。
Let's look at a couple of examples.
他第一个， 他虽然听神的话，但是呢，在这个过程当中，他有些事要按照自己的方式去做。
Even though he listened to God's word, but there are some things where he acted on his own, in his own way.
有两件事，在创世纪十二章和创世纪二十章里边，有两次他把他的妻子萨拉萨莱称为是他的妹子。
And in Genesis chapter 12, and also chapter 20, there's twice when he called his wife Sarah, or Sarai, at one time, to be his sister.
他的想法是要借此得保护，自己得，既然神呼召我了，我得保护我自己啊，所以他用了这个理由，想法是要用自己的想法来保护。
So the reason was he was trying to protect himself using his own ways.
第二一个，他是误解了神立约里边的这个对象。
Secondly, he misunderstood the object of God's covenant.
创世纪十五章二节里边，他首先说：“哦，原来生在我们家中的就是后嗣。”
In Genesis chapter 15, verse 2, he said, "Oh, maybe." Whoever is born in my household is the heir.
神说 no, no, 必须是你从你而生。
God said no, it must be born from you.
那到了第十七章的时候，哦，那是我从我而生的，那就是伊施玛利是后嗣。
And then in chapter 17, okay, if it is born from me, then Ishmael must be the one.
我们知道伊施玛利是他用人的方式与使女夏甲所生。
And we know that Ishmael is born from him, his handmaid Hagar.
所以亚伯兰不但用按自己的方式做事，并且呢还误解了神立约的对象。
Not only he acted according to his own ways, he also misunderstood God's covenant.
他还有一个更大的软弱。
And then he has also another weakness.
就是当神说你要和你的九十几岁的这个妻子要生一个儿子继承产业的时候，他看他的回应是如何。
When God said to him that you and Sarah, who was 90 some years old at that time, will give birth to a son,how did he respond it?
创世纪十七章十七节，亚伯拉罕就伏伏在地喜笑。
Genesis 17:17, Abraham fell on his face and laughed.
我们看到这两个行动非常有张力，伏伏在地是对神的这种对神的这个敬拜。
We see the two actions. His first one was to bow down, and that's a worship.
而他的内心却对这件事，他的那种带着玩笑不可能的那种笑。
And in his heart, he is mocking God.
是，这就是他信心的软弱的地方。
And that is the weakness of his faith.
但是神呢，我们的神在这里。没有说因此而改变他的约。
But our God did not change his covenant because of that.
而是要继续的来教导他，来管教他，让帮助亚伯拉罕信心的成长。
But he continued to teach Abraham, to help him to grow his faith.
神做的事让亚伯兰见证了神的保护。
So, what God did, let Abraham testify to God's protection.
亚伯兰，你不是要称你的要萨拉为妹子吗？
Well, didn't you want to call your wife your sister?
如果真的如此的话，就糟了。
If that is the case, then you would have trouble.
神说 no, 这是你的方式， 我要按神的方式来解决这件事。
God said, no, this is your ways, but I am going to use my way to fulfill this covenant.
他警告 和斥责了和惩罚了法老。
God rebuked the Pharaoh and punished him.
还有亚比米勒。
And also Abimelech.
结果把这件本来是不很坏的事情变成了对亚巴兰的祝福。
So these events normally would have gone really bad, but it became a blessing to Abraham.
神纠正了他的误解，告诉他说，必须是你和撒拉生的才是后嗣。
And God corrected Abraham and said, it must the offspring must be from you and Sarah.
还有一件事对他信心的一个试炼，就是在十七立约以后，神告诉他，你和你的家族要在埃及受苦受制400年。
And God also told Abraham after the covenant that he and his descendants will have to suffer in Egypt for 400 years.
亚巴兰在这样的试炼和管教当中，他确实在成长。
And through all this testing, his faith grew.
他没有跟神说，神呢，你既然要管教我四百年，你好不好四百年以后你再让我出来去迦南地。
He didn't say, if you're gonna let me suffer for 400 years in Egypt, can you just let me come out of that, go into Canaan at that time?
而借着这些管教，借着这些试炼，他的信心从信心的软弱到信心的刚强。
But yet, and God let his the faith of Abraham grow from weak to strong.
刚才我们看了，他对生子不可能带着一种喜笑暗笑。
And also, we just looked at his action of laughing.
当神成就了这件事的时候，我们看在21:6，他变成了他们的这种欢喜的笑。
And when God accomplished His promise, this laugh becomes a laughter of joy.
这种信带着对神的感恩，也带着对神的幸福。
And this becomes a faith towards God and
faith. Yeah. 那我们也看到，我们知道他有两次把夏甲赶走。
And we also saw that he sentHagar away twice.
第一次是在创世纪16里边。
And the first time was in Genesis chapter 16.
夏家怀孕了以后那种得意让他们非常的不安。
When Hagar had a son, her actions make them very uncomfortable.
就跟他说，快走快走，你快走吧，让我安宁一些。带着个人的情绪把他撵走，这是第一次。
And he sent them away so that he can have peace.
第二次让他走是在21:14，我们看到了。
And the second time was in chapter 21.
亚伯拉罕有一点动摇，可是神给他确认了，你当做这件事，让伊什玛利离开。
Abraham was not sure he should do that, but God confirmed that he needs to do that.
亚伯拉罕明白了，神的心意是要他的这个立的约从他而出这个事成就，而不是伊什玛利来继承产业。
And Abraham then was sure that it is not through that it is going to have to be through his descendants that he get this.His inheritance.
所以这个经历我们看到亚伯拉罕经历了对神的那种信从变成是对神旨意的理解。
So we can see that he, through his obedience, he now understands the, the will of God.
所以这给我们一个什么样的启示呢？
So how does this reveal what? How does this going to reveal to us?
我们不但要信神。
Not only we have to believe in God.
而且还要知道我们信神信的是什么。
No, we also need to believe.
还有
know who to believe.
还有我们要行出我们信的行动。
And then we have to act according to our faith.
那我们下面看一下这个亚伯拉罕在信心中他是怎样回应的。
So next we're going to look at how Abraham responded in faith.
那刚才前面我们读经的时候已经有了，那他对神呼召他进入迦南地呢，他就是义无反顾的，这个词义无反顾的就去了。
And we also earlier looked at when he left without any regret or looking back.
Yeah, 他没有疑惑，也没有给自己留任何的退路，他就去了。
And he didn't have any doubt or provide a path to go back.
他带着敬畏耶和华的心，然后沿着耶和华给他指的路，没有畏惧的去了。
And he had the fear of God, and he did not fear what is in front of him, and he went.
刚才说到他住那一路是住圣坛的一条路。
And we also talked about how this journey was filled with building altars.
我们看到他在示剑住的这个坛，那正是刚刚遇到过迦南人的时候，他向神借着这个祭坛，他宣告这个 land 这个地和我的民都属于耶和华。
So we saw that he built an altar at Shechem. That is an altar that is so he chose to worship God and follow him and turn from the world.
他在伯利恒和爱之间筑的坛呢，他是宣告我要敬拜耶和华，我要跟随神，我要离背弃放弃这个世界。
And the altar between that he built between Bethany and Ai, he proclaimed that he chose God, he chose to worship God and follow him and leave the world behind.
他在希伯伦又筑了一座坛，他是宣告了自己一个方向，我要求神，我按着神给我指的方向。
And also in Hebron, he built another altar, choosing the direction that God showed him.
那我们看亚伯拉罕，他是对盟约他在信心中的回应。
And then look at Abraham's faith, how he responded in faith.
当他明白了神立约的含义灵义的时候，他的行动自然就回应了神的目的。
And when he understood what the covenant was about, his action reflected how the truth of the covenant.
耶和华让他所有的男丁男人都要行割礼。
And God wanted all the men in his household to be circumcised.
这个割礼当然是一个盟约的记号，也是一个归属的记号。
And this circumcision is a sign of belonging and a sign of the covenant.
他回应的行动是全部的一个都没有留，全部完全行了割礼。
And his action was everyone in his household were circumcised.
这里边包括着年高的亚伯拉罕和刚刚出生八天的以撒。
This included the old elderly Abraham and Isaac that was just born.
我们看到在这一个完全的顺服。
And we see this unconditional obedience.
第二个行动我们看到回应盟约 把伊什玛利逐出家里边，从家里逐出去。
And next we see that it's he sent away Ishmael.
他的内心第二次的驱逐已经不是带着怨恨，而是要让神要守神的盟约。
And the second time, his heart is not to because he's grumbling about this situation. He is to obey God's word.
因为他听到了神的确认和神的命令，让他如此行。
Because he heard the confirmation from God for this action.
当我们讲到亚伯拉罕信心的成长的时候，我们不得不讲他一个信心的被坚立的那个高峰，那就是他在信心中把以撒献给神。
And when we talk about his growth in faith, we cannot but mention the peak of his faith where he offered Isaac as a sacrifice to God.
他献以撒的这个行动，我们人怎么也想不通。
And we could never understand how he could do that.
神，你给了我，在我不可能的年纪，你赐给了我一个唯一的儿子，并且你要从这个儿子让后裔遍满全地。
In my old age, you gave me this, gave me a son, and it is going to be through this son that I have descendants as much as the stars in the sky and sand on the seashore.
而今天你赐给我一个难得的儿子，你又让我把唯一的这个再把它献祭献上去。
And now you are asking me to offer him up as a sacrifice.
我们按人的逻辑怎么着也想不通。
And through our human logic, we cannot understand this.
但是亚伯拉罕在信心中，他看到了神的美丽。
And in faith, Abraham saw the beauty of God.
他知道神既然赐给我，神他一定为我预备。
He knows that if he believed that since God has prepared this for he since God has given me this, then he would prepare everything for me.
他相信神既然与我立了盟约，神他一定会成就这个盟约。
And since God had set up this covenant with me, then he will fulfill this covenant.
因此亚伯拉罕在这两个坚信当中，他没有提任何的疑惑，没有提任何的条件，他就照着神说的去做了。
And in his faith, he did according to what God asked him to.
这是何等的见证。
What kind of testimony is this?
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天在实际的生活当中，我们在读亚伯拉罕这样这美丽的见证的时候，我们说那是过去的事，我们今天的时代不一样了。
Maybe when we look at this testimony, we said that's in the past. Today is different.
我们有没有过，我们安静在神的面前，我们来回想我们得救这些年间，我的信心成长的这个里程碑是如何的？
Do we think back that through the days that we're saved,How did our faith grow?
我对聚会是不是越来越感觉到甜美？
When we come to our gatherings, are we finding it sweeter than before?
神的话是不是对我越来越宝贵？
Is God's word become more and more precious to me?
弟兄姊妹是不是越来越可爱？
Brothers and sisters, more and more lovely?
我经历了服侍以后，我是不是越来越感到喜乐？
And through my service, do I become more joyful?
我们是否在主的面前问，主啊，这些年间，我的信心是不是成长合你的心意？
And we need to ask if the growth of our faith is pleasing to you, God.
我是不是按照主耶稣基督和你的拣选的门徒他们的信心来对照 我自己的信心。
Can we compare our faith to Jesus and his disciples?
当我经历难处的时候，我向神是如何的呼求？
When I experience sufferings, how do I call out to God?
我是说，主啊，请你赶紧拿走我的苦处。
Do we ask God to take away our suffering?
还是向神求，主啊，求你使用这个经历，你来建造我。
Or do we ask God to, through this experience, build us up?
我见证两件我们身边的，我们熟悉的弟兄。
I'd like to testify two brothers that are close to us.
十多年以前，我们知道加亮弟兄去读了神学院，他放下了，他不是被 lay off, 他是主动放下了工作，去读神学院。
One of our brothers, Jia Liang, when about 10 years ago, when he went to study to the seminary, he set down his job. It was not because he was laid off; it was because he let it go.
他当时是正在事业的高峰，家里有好几个的孩子需要他的支持。
That was the peak of his career, and he had four kids that he needs to take care of.
他一点没有疑惑地放下了工作，带着全家进到了神学院去接受神的装备。
He did not question, but he went to be prepared in the seminary.
还有一位弟兄我们知道是我们的亲爱的吴浩弟兄。
And the other is Brother Wu Hao.
他离开了这么好的美国，我当时是到一个好的国度，他离开了已经在这里生活多年的美国，回到了中国。
He left the US and went back to China.
他要把福音带回中国。
He wants to bring the gospel back to China.
但是他面对的是一个可能不稳定的工作，还有孩子们也在成长当中。
But what he faced was the stability, an unstable job situation, and his kids are growing up at that time.
弟兄毫不犹豫地走了这条路。
And he did not think twice about taking this path.
我们从这两位弟兄的身上，我们似乎看到了亚伯拉罕的见证。
And through these two brothers, do we see Abraham's testimony?
神说让亚伯拉罕去到迦南美地，要建立神的国度。
God asked Abraham to enter Canaan to build the kingdom of God.
这两位弟兄见证了，你要把福音传遍地极。
And these two brothers testified to that they will take the gospel to the ends of the world.
感谢我们的主。
Praise the Lord.
那我们也求神帮助我们在神的面前，我们又让神来鉴察我们对他呼召的这个回应是如何。
And let us examine ourselves and see what is our response to God's calling?
主耶稣在呼召，在招门徒的时候说，来跟从我。
God, when he called his disciples, said, come, follow me.
神也对我们每一位弟兄姊妹说过，来跟从我。
And God also called us, every one of us, to come and follow me.
我们敢不敢问一下神，主啊，我真的是在完全的跟随你吗？
Do we dare to ask, are we completely following you, God, Lord?
主耶稣也斥责撒旦，说你们这小信的人呢。
And Jesus also rebuked them, said, you man of little faith.
这很严厉的话是带着他神基督的爱在这边。
This harsh word also carries with it the love of God.
我们可不可以问一下神，主啊，你说这小信的人群中有我吗？
Can we ask the Lord, when you said man of little faith, does it include me?
神说不可停止聚会。
The Lord said, you can, do not stop meeting together.
我们有没有这样的经历？我有私事，我今天不能聚会。
Do we have this experience? We have something private, and I have some private matter, and I cannot come to the meeting.
求主帮助我们，知道这实在是不容易。
May the Lord help us to know that even though this is difficult,
但是神他让我对我们说一定能做到，因为有我与你们同在。
But the Lord let us know that we can overcome this because He is with us.
你们来一起聚会，不单单是让你们认识很多更多的朋友，不单单是一个社交的一个聚会。
This is not just a social meeting.
神说，我要祝福你们。
God said, I will bless you.
神也告诉我们说要不住的祷告。
And God also asks us to pray unceasingly.
当我们经历难处的时候，我们是不是第一时间是向神求？
When we experience difficulties, is that the first thing you do is to pray?
还是要我要用 social media, 用我的朋友圈来解决？
Or do we just look at social media to find a solution or through our friends?
我邀请弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前好好的思想这些问题。
I urge brothers and sisters to think about this, meditate on this, reflect on this.
神让我们在新约当中要爱神，爱人如己。
God wants us to love ourselves and love God and love neighbor as ourselves.
我们也问一下，主啊，我爱得够吗？
And we should ask, Lord, do we love enough?
神让我们在八个方面成长，那就是信心、德行、知识、节制、忍耐、谦敬、爱弟兄、爱众人。
And God wants us to have faith and virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love.
我们也在主面前反省，主啊，我追求的够吗？
And we reflect upon ourselves, is our pursuit enough?
主让我们把自己当作圣洁的活祭献于神。
And God wants us to sacrifice ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice.
我也问神，主啊，我献上的够吗？
And I ask the Lord, is my sacrifice whole or part?
我是否经常会为自己保留？
Did I hold back?
求主借着圣灵来警醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit warn us.
神来的脚步近了，天国近了。
The kingdom of God is near, and the return of our Lord is near.
神让我们预备好灯油。
God let us prepare the oil and the lamp.
让我们着装。
听不到。
穿好衣服。
Let us be dressed and ready.
来迎接神的来。
To receive His coming.
感谢我们的主。
Praise the Lord.
一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主。
Lord, we thank you.
你借着今天亚伯拉罕对你回应这个信心，你再一次的提醒我们。
Through the response of Abraham's and his faith, you remind us.
主，我们知道我们时常会信心软弱。
We know that we are often we're weak in our faith.
我们也经常的被世界所缠累。
And we're entangled by the world.
主啊，求你帮助我们能够仰起头，看到你的引领。
Help us to be able to look up and see your guidance, your leading.
让我们为你筑坛，让我们跟随你行路。
Let us build altar for you and follow your ways.
主啊，也求你帮助我们低下我们的头。
May we bow our heads.
让我们放下我们的想法，让我们按着你的旨意，让我们在你面前祷告寻求。
Let us let go of our own ways and we can follow you and pray to you.
主，愿你的话临到众弟兄姊妹，主，愿你的话成为弟兄姊妹每天脚前的灯。
And may your word reaches brothers and sisters and become their lamp of their feet.
主，你帮助我们，让我们成为你天国的基业。
And may we become the inheritance of your kingdom.
主，你帮助我们行在你的光中。
And let us walk in your light.
主，求你赐给我们一颗心，我们愿意把自己当作活祭，圣洁的活祭献于神。
And give us a heart that we are willing to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We lift up all the glory to you.
这样的感恩祷告是奉我主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.